Recording has started, Chair.
That's great. Thank you, Louise. Okay, well, I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure that their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would like to remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where the Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via the instant messenger feature so we are aware this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems.
Okay. In relation to declaration of interest, I think it's an agenda item number 15, SLA service level agreements. The East Border Region is mentioned as a recipient, and as a secretary and member of the board of East Border Region, I'd probably declare an interest in that and leave while that discussion is going on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Under that there, same as Terry, I have to do the same, but I'm also a member of the East Border Region.
Okay, that has been noted. Thank you. Okay, so I'm just wondering, maybe Chairperson's remarks, if it's okay, put the microphone on.
Sorry, Terry, I can't.
Okay, thank you. I would just like to take this opportunity tonight. It would be remiss of me not to congratulate the Cuckoo football team for their fantastic success at the weekend. AIB All-Ireland Football Championship winners, rather. A nail-biting finish for any of us that were watching it like that there. It was a tough match, but they kept up the good fight to the very end. So a huge congratulations to the club, the committee, and to obviously the community. And I suppose a special word goes to my colleague, Councillor McAvoy, who had a husband on the panel as well. A fantastic achievement for them, great ambassadors for the whole of the county. And as Robert has requested, it's Valentine's night and he's looking for a quick meeting to get over and done with, so I'll do my best for you, Robert, okay? So we'll move on with items.
Thanks for that, Chair.
No problem, Robert. Item 2, declarations of interest. We've had 2 noted already. Do we have any apologies?
Councillor Gibbons.
Thank you. Okay, so if we're happy enough, we'll move on then to item number 3, which is the action sheet from the ERT meeting on the 17th of January, so we'll go through it page by page. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, and page 5. Happy to move on? Okay. Can I have a proposer and a seconder, please, for that?
Proposer.
We'll have a proposal from Councillor Mulgrew and seconded by Councillor Hart here in the chamber. So if we can just remind members, if you want to put it into the chat, just to keep myself right here. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to move on to item number 4, which is the Downpatrick Town Centre item. And that's taken by Jonathan McGilley. Would you like to go ahead there?
Thanks, Chair. Chair, following the notice of motion by Council in August, there was a request to explore the establishment of the Town Centre Manager for Downpatrick. At that time, the recommendation was that we would carry out some research along with the among stakeholders. And the feedback from that, Chair, is that until such, you know, the next stage, really, as opposed to making a final decision on the town centre management function, would be to look at some developing a strategy and focus as to what the focus would be for the town centre development and how that would be best to be developed. And Chair, the recommendation then in order to move that forward is that we would organise a facilitated workshop among the key stakeholders, engaging more widely across the town centre, and to appoint an independent facilitator to facilitate that workshop. Chair, so those are the recommendations in front of you this evening. The cost would be anticipated to be in the region of £2,500, Chair.
Okay, thank you. We have a proposal from Councillor Kern and seconded by Councillor Andrews. Councillor Kern, you're looking to make comment?
Yeah, just what I do agree with what Mr. McGillie is after saying there now. Supposing this is the way, well, this is the only way we can see forward at the present time. But while proposing items 1 and 2 of the recommendation, Chair, could I ask on item 1 to organise a facilitated workshop with the key stakeholders to discuss the identification of main priorities in order to develop the strategy focused on the needs of the town. Just after key stakeholders, I would have thought that you'd include the business representative too there. Has business representative not been involved in on that?
Jonathan, do you want to come back in?
It was key stakeholders would include business representatives, Chair. That would, that as opposed to, you know, that would be the recommendation that would be contained within that. There would be a key stakeholder.
Okay, and business, that's including businesses too as well. That's the case, then I totally go ahead and support the recommendations 1 and 2.
Okay, thank you, Dermot. Okay, so that's been proposed second, so we can move on to item number 5, which is the Orney Service Level Agreement 21-22 budget increase, and that's yourself again, Mr. McGillie.
Yes, Chair, this is as a result of the securing funding from the DARA Challenge Fund. There's an opportunity to increase the work programme within the service level agreement that the Council has with Orney, and the proposal is to explore access at Ringaddy and to develop, with this money, develop the feasibility, the design and the planning. Chair, subject to that, then the full works could be completed in the next financial year, but the recommendation is to add this to the current SLA, Chair, at a cost of £15,000, Chair, in this financial year.
Thank you, Mr. McGillie. So that has been proposed by Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor Burgess. And you're looking to make comment?
Just a brief comment. Thanks very much, Chair. Chris, more or less, I'm happy to support and welcome the recommendations outlined in the paper. It's definitely a good news story for the district and for all those who enjoy their outdoor pursuits and activities. So it's welcome to what you are going to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Okay, we'll move. Oh, sorry, Councillor Murray. See, you've got your hand up. You're not in the chat now.
Yeah, Chair, I do apologise for that. I don't know why that is, because I was having issues with this the last time round, actually, so I'm not sure if it's, I don't know. Listen, it's gremlins in the computer as far as I'm concerned. Sorry, it just, again, forgive me, I'm not sure if this falls within the right Orney remit as such, but I know Orney have been, and Councillor looking at disabled access for the beaches. Does that fall in this, or does that fall somewhere else? And if it falls within this, is it being looked at and developed, Chair? Thank you.
Okay, Conor Mallon's going to come in here, Andy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. I'm aware that Active and Healthy Communities Directorate are taking forward the access to the beaches through Orney, so it's a separate piece of work.
Okay, thank you. I'll direct it there then. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Happy to move on then. So item number 6, so it's the review of policies. So it's Colin Jack's take on that.
Thank you, Chair. Members, you'd be aware that we're required to review our policies every 4 years. So it's time to review the 3 policies that's in your pack in front of you this evening. It's the pavement cafe designation policy, the pavement cafe enforcement policy, and the temporary road closure policy. So we haven't made any significant changes to the policies. The only real change is the ownership. It's a change from Canis O'Rourke, which was at RTS, to Conor Mallon at ERT. So I'm happy, I'm seeking permission to approve all 3 policies, and I'm happy to take any questions you might have.
Thank you, Colin, for that. Can I have a proposer and a seconder, please? It's proposed by Councillor McGree and seconded by Councillor Hart. Thank you. Okay, so we're content to move on now to item number 7, which is the review of trading sites, and that's yourself as well, Colin.
Thank you, Chair. Members, you may recall that last year we approved the decision to go out to tender for the submissions of three of the following sites. It was Cranfield, Bloody Bridge and Spelga. And that process is in progress by our tourism section at the minute. So as such, we're legally obliged to formally pass a resolution to rescind the existing three straight fielding pitches at those sites. So I'm seeking your approval to formally rescind the three pitches. And again, I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Andrews, you're looking to come in with comment.
Thanks very much, Chair. Sorry, Gremlins have jumped in here. Again, in relation to tonight's paper, I'd like to flag up, I feel some concerns about the proposed rescinding of these patches that are listed. You know, we're coming out of a pandemic, one of which has impacted so severely in our district and beyond. And, you know, and it's good to see a gradual reopening of places, tourist destinations, etc. And, you know, pre-pandemic, there was a different outlook on holidays. People were going abroad and faraway places. But, you know, with markets and all reopening, people more or less staying at home and want to enjoy the local facilities, etc. You know, I believe personally that the options to bid to trade at these locations should be kept as an option and not taken away. And I like to sort of make a proposal that we do not propose these recommendations, and traders, etc., should be encouraged to apply for permits to operate here, or for the officers to go away and look at that. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to let Andy and Glenn come in with comments there, and then we can let Colin Jackson come back in, if that's okay. Councillor McMurray, do you want to go on ahead?
Sorry, Chair. Thank you. Just as I read the item report, it did seem to make comment that the no traders had expressed an interest, and that was actually in regards to why some of these were being rescinded. Obviously, if you're a operator, you probably want to keep your patch, and that's fair enough. But if you haven't expressed an interest in keeping said patch, well, then maybe there's no demand for it. But also, again, I think certainly there was issues raised with me when it came to the impact on some of the traders. You know, between with the greatest respect, I know they do try to keep the place tidy, but I mean, certainly I noticed along the Bloody Bridge the amount of coffee cups that was found up and down the river sort of increased greatly whenever said it was going on. But also just that's a real, Bloody Bridge especially, there's real pressure on parking there. And I know that certainly there's times whenever the trading, the trader, you know, you're taking up quite a number of spaces. But I say at the same time, it was more the fact that in the report it said that it wasn't looking to renew said operation. So I'm wondering, is that the main reason why it's being rescinded? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Murray. Councillor Hannah.
All right, I thought maybe Collie was going to answer the question there. So there's mine was sort of similar to that there. Just the Bloody Bridge, I would share Councillor McMurray's every concern he's raised there, because I think I've raised that different times here, that the amount of littering that's going on there, especially with coffee cups at the Bloody Bridge, is desperate there at the minute. And I mind stopping on it one day there, and I tell you, the cups were blowing about everywhere. So I do have concerns there, and it is taking up a lot of parking spaces. On Spalga, to be quite honest with you, I know over lockdown there, Spalga has become extremely, extremely busy, so it has up there. And I would be slightly concerned if a food outlet was taken away from up there. But explain to me, Colin, as well, Cranfield, is that leaving Cranfield with no points like that at all? There are no fast food outlets at all that we have on any of our sites out of Cranfield? Could you answer me that? And I thought there was always an appetite for Cranfield in particular, because the amount of people is about there, especially in the evening time, and if there's events on. So just a couple of comments there, if you could address them, Colin. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hannah. Colin Jackson, if it's okay, I'm going to bring in Councillor Gallagher. It's the last person that indicated he wants to speak, and then I'll let you come in at the end, if that's okay. Councillor Gallagher, nice to see you on ART. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Chair. Everything has been mentioned that I was going to ask there. So really, I mean, I'm not going to drag this out. The answer.
Sorry, Councillor Gallagher, we're struggling to hear you.
I have to listen. This one's a problem. I'll change over to my other. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, that's a bit better now. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Look, everything has been answered really, or asked with the other councillors. So look, I'm not going to prolong this. I'll let Colin just carry on there. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Gallagher. Go ahead, Colm.
Chair, just maybe to clarify, last year, last March, the council took a decision to rescind these pitches, to actually consider it was going out to tender for those three pitches. So they will still be trading at them, but the difference is that they're not going to be trading under a street trading license. They're going to be they're tendering for those sites. So the businesses that are there at the minute will more than likely be in the tender process for the future use of those sites. And that process is going forward under the remit of our tourism department at the minute. And the council have already taken that decision. The issue is for ourselves as a committee now, the fact that that they're going out to tender, we then have to rescind the street trading process. And that's just for clarification. So they will still be trading at all of those sites, but it'll be processed through a tender process rather than a street trading process. Does that clarify?
Thank you for that. So there still will be provision provided of sites.
Absolutely.
That's how they go about it, basically.
Exactly.
So,
yes.
So that has answered all any queries
and Chair, if I can just come back in, legally we have to rescind the street trading pitches. So and that's what I'm asking for permission for this evening.
Okay, well I see we have a proposal in from Councillor Ryan and Councillor McGrew has seconded it, so we can take it as proposal seconded. Sure. Councillor Andrews, you're looking back in.
Yes, thanks very much. I'll just be brief. I know I'd tabled a proposal earlier, but with the information that Collie has provided us, I'm more than happy with the information and the in-depth background that he's given us about the procedures and everything. And I'm happy enough to withdraw that proposal on the basis of the information that's been supplied. And thanks so much, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Okay, so we'll move on to item number 8, which is TNI Spring Cooperative Marketing Programme. And that's been taken by Andy Patterson this evening.
Thank you, Chair. The report details an application that Council's made for funding to the Tourist Board's Cooperative Marketing Fund. It's to support the promotion of the district in the spring, so with various digital campaigns, etc. So match funding is available within this financial year and spend is prior to the end of March. So happy to take any questions, Chair.
Thank you for that, Andy. Sorry, let me see. So I have a proposal from Councillor Burgess and a second from Councillor Andrews. Councillor Burgess, do you want to make a comment?
Yeah, just a small comment, Chair. It's good to see that Tourism NI is supporting it there to the tune of 25,000 as well, more than half of what we need for it. And it's good to see that this will be a success for us, no doubt. Chair, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Burgess. Councillor Andrews?
Thanks so much, Chair, and I'm only too happy to second, and I too welcome the paper presented, which supports efforts to bid and obtain funding to promote and enhance our district, and if there's any more funding we can get for that, we'll be glad to take it. As well as the mornings, Andy, are there any other proposals to include other areas in the promotional materials? It's probably, no, at this stage of the day, it could be a wee bit late, but I'm just wondering, are there opportunities there while we're going along with this exercise? Thank you.
Chair, I can clarify. Yeah, the promotional activity will include all areas of the district, so it's not just limited to the Mourns DA, for example. It'll include all DA areas, so that's included, Terry. Yep.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Andy. Much appreciated. Okay. So moving on, so that was proposed and seconded by Councillor Burgess and Councillor Andrews. So items number 9 to 17 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the Council, holding that information on the public, may by resolution be excluded from these items of business. So can I have a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session, please? Proposed by Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor Burgess. Okay, so just give it a few minutes for the press to leave.
Go ahead. Recording has started again.
Thank you. So whilst in closed session, the following items were agreed. Item number 9, Upgrade Works Caswell Caravan Campsite. On the proposal of Councillor Howell, seconded by Councillor McMurray, it was agreed to undertake the necessary procurement exercises through existing government procurement frameworks to deliver a programme of capital works across the caravan and campsite amenity and ancillary buildings at Castle Elm Forest Park. allocate funding within the capital programme as set out in section 4.1 of this report. Item number 10, charges at Castlemaine Forest Park. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Kern, it was agreed to approve the proposed schedule of rates for services at Castlemaine Forest Park as set out in the report dated the 14th of February 2022 from Mr Andy Patterson, Assistant Director of Tourism, Culture and Events, to include daily vehicle entry, season passes, horse permits, caravan park charges, event charges, room hire and commercial filming. On item number 11, Derrymore Domains Pathway Project, on the proposal of Councillor McGrew, seconded by Councillor Savage, it was agreed to note Council have secured Peace National Trust and COVID revitalisation monies to undertake additional works at Derrymore Domains. Council to approve business case for additional capital works on site at 100% funding rate at no cost to Council. Council to proceed to carry out with the required procurement exercises in line with policy for the implementation of the project and following assessment and award appoint the relevant suppliers if within available budgets. Item number 12. Downpatrick Intangible Cultural Programme. On the proposal of Councillor Howell, seconded by Councillor Kern, it was agreed that Council enter into a service level agreement to deliver a 12-month programme engaging with a range of businesses to market and deliver visitor experiences and showcase Downpatrick and wider destination as an arts and cultural hub. Item number 13, Make It Local Engagement Campaign. On the proposal of Councillor McGrew, seconded by Councillor Kern, it was agreed to approve the business case to procure and appoint a digital and communications agency to assist Council to deliver a series of targeted marketing campaigns throughout 2022 to build the brand of Newry Moore and Down District Council Make It Local and assist local businesses to showcase their products and services through the campaign. Item number 14, Road and Car Park Servicing. On the proposal of Councillor Kern and seconded by Councillor Larkin, it was agreed to approve the business case to appoint a contractor through existing council frameworks to undertake a programme of remedial road and car park servicing works at Slieve Gullion Forest Park and Killock ahead of the spring summer season. Item number 15, Service Level Agreements 2022-2023. On the proposal of Councillor Hanna, seconded by Councillor Savage, it was agreed to approve the list of service level agreements for 2022-2023 as per report dated the 14th February 2022 from Mr Andy Patterson, Assistant Director of Tourism, Culture and Events. Item number 16, Tourism Events Programme 2022-2023. On the proposal of Councillor Mulgrew, seconded by Councillor Clark, it was agreed to approve approval to issue grant awards and financial assistance call 1, as detailed in this report, to support the local tourism events, arts and culture sectors as part of the relaunch of the Council's annual tourism events programme. Number 2, approval to issue service level agreements with the named groups as detailed in the report to deliver tourism events within the year 2022-2023. Approval to undertake the necessary procurement exercises to appoint suppliers through the Council's Tourism Events Framework for the delivery of major festivals in the Council's annual tourism events programme as detailed in this report. And item number 17, Warren Point Marina Project. On the proposal of Councillor Ryan and seconded by Councillor Savage, it was agreed. Number 1, procurement and appointment of a multidisciplinary team to develop the Environmental Impact Assessment Statement. Number 2, complete the studies that are required to support the Environmental Impact Assessment and Planning Application. Number 3, submission of a planning application. And number 4, investigate all potential funding opportunities. Items number 18 to 25 are for noting only, and it would be my recommendation if you wish to raise any items on these to tie in with the officer named on the report. We'll need a proposer and a seconder for that. Councillor Hart and seconded by Councillor Mulgrew. Thank you. Okay, folks, that concludes our meeting this evening. I hope that was quick enough for you, Councillor Burgess, and you can go off now and do whatever you have planned.
Hello.
Indeed. Okay, stay home, folks. Those are in the chamber.
Good night, all you lovers out there. Bye.